T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You are going to 100% have to explain yourself for this song.
It was a last second song. I was like getting my update finalized, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I haven't picked the song.
I mean,
you're tapping into my mellow side here.
Yeah, that's it.
I just want to know who put this song in the system.
Well, forget about being in the system. The fact that you pushed play, you could have came in with dead air at that point, and it might have been better.
The Biffs usually bring in the high energy young millennial.
You want to pick out another song, and we'll start this over.
I guess I can.
Yeah, pick out another song right now, and I'm gonna forgive you for the second, so we could come back in with something. It doesn't even matter what else you pick at this point. All right, Biff, update is done. Okay.
Now his head's rocking.
I mean, we went from Celine Dion. That's who it was, right? Celine.
That was Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton.
Toni Braxton.
I'm sorry. Very different.
Toni Braxton broke up the Mavericks back in the day.
She did. That's right. They had a good young nucleus. Jim Jackson, Jamal Mashburn, Jason Kidd.
That was it, yeah.
Problem is, she dated all of them. That'll do it, right?
How things work.
That'll do
it. I was told by the Heat they couldn't make a trade because one of the players went out with the other player's girlfriend. Oh, we can't make that trade.
Here we go. Whoever just did that last update, do not put that on your demo reel. That just came in. Brutal, Biff. That's what someone just said. We're going to give you...
He's speechless.
Someone else said, great job, Biff. Let me tell you. I'll tell you this for everyone out there listening. And I told Dave Hyde while this was happening. A lot of the times, the guys who do the updates here, right before the update goes on the air, they'll either go in the back and tape it real quick because there's nothing really going on. So Biff had the job up until 8 a.m. And the 8 a.m. update we actually played right before all the tennis matches started. So Biff got lucky because for the first 3 updates, he could realistically go in the back 2 minutes beforehand, tape it, boom, good go.
Okay, wait a second. Go ahead, finish your...
9 o'clock was not. 9 o'clock he had to go live because there's tennis going on and he has to update everybody. I did it once, a bunch of times where there was live sporting events going on. And in the middle of one of mine, I do remember that I gave up. It was a golf. I had to update someone's name in golf, could not read it right, and just said, I give up. I'm done. Go check the scores on your internet for the up. Like, I was so pissed off. So, Biff, I still think you did a mediocre job there, but not terrible.
Omar Kelly just texted me. He said, that's why the Toni Braxton song is in the system. We discussed how she broke up the Mavericks.
Oh, okay.
How does that come up other than...
I'm not really sure.
If there's a Toni Braxton song in the system.
Yeah.
But that's how it came up with us. Yeah, so.
Of course Omar would have that.
Yes, of course. Yeah, interesting. 56022 is the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 920. We will talk to Grant Long, Pistons studio analyst, and I'm getting ripped on here for saying a Miami Heat legend.
You can't get ripped for Grant calling.
You cannot rip me.
You can inflate. You can inflate through the years.
And I'm inflating, and that's fine.
Even in realizing he's not a legend, he is a legend.
In my mind, he's a legend. So that, and if I'm doing the one introducing him, then that's what's probably going to end up happening. We are still waiting on pins and needles to see if anything's happening with Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook, there is something happening. He turns 31 in November. I didn't realize.
So we're off by a year?
Well, we weren't off. He is 30, but for all practicable purposes, you're getting a 31-year-old player, especially May, June, when you would want him at his best. So age 35, he'll be making $47 million. Yeah. This is why there's only a few teams... Beyond the fact that, you know, we're at the close of free agency period, only a few teams would be willing to take that on. And as I sit here talking, the trade value in my mind is going down. He's pushing to come here.
Yes.
And there's only two or three teams that could take him on. And at 35, you've got a $47 million player.
Mm. Yep. That's what you're trading for if you do it.
You were all for Blake Griffith, too, right?
I think I was.
Give me that shiny object.
I'll tell you what. I'm more for Russ than I was for Blake, but at the time I was looking at the roster that we had, and I was thinking to myself, if a trade needs to be made and he's making a ton of money, I would trade him straight up for Whiteside if they would take it. Because Whiteside was making so much money and still had the player option year on it, and I wanted to rid myself of that. I would have traded Hassan Whiteside in the middle of last season for, honestly, a bag of Lay's potato chips.
Oh, come on. They would have been happy to be rid of his contract in the middle of last season. Now, 2 years ago, there was still hope and great upside in Whiteside.
Actually, somebody said the Biff song selection was a stroke of genius. Tony Braxton tore up the Mavs, and right now the Thunder are getting broke up. Good job.
Good job, Biff.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I picked. Yep.
He talked about the score of the Serena Williams tennis match for 30 seconds, and I still have no idea what the score is.
Okay.
And someone did text in the Tony Braxton intro was from yesterday's show with Omar.
Okay.
So they used yesterday. Well done.
That's why it was in the system.
That's why it was in the system. We already got that text. Thank you very much. Let me read you a couple more texts. We'll get to Grant Long here in a couple minutes. Westbrook's not a winner. He would rather lose taking and missing 10 shots in the fourth quarter than going with the hot hand. Hence, Paul George and Kevin Durant. He's all about himself, not the team. Okay.
Yeah, that's exaggerating my fears. I'm not sure until you live night in and night out with a player, that's the case. But he's certainly there's a James Harden quality to his game where he needs the ball in his hand all the time, and he's going to be the one that dictates everything. And, you know, the way to win in the NBA isn't that way. That hasn't been the way. Again, Allen Iverson, same way, right? You're looking at the legacy of how those players go. They can win to a certain degree. Allen Iverson went to the finals, but that was the outlier to his career.
That's just it.
The Thunder have been taken out in the first round of the playoffs the last 3 years.
Yeah.
By
this year was what? Portland. Portland knocked him out this year. It was the Dame Lillard.
Utah knocked him out last year. I mean, it wasn't.
We're not talking about the Warriors killing this team in the Eastern, Western Conference Finals.
That's why I hesitate saying go all in on Russell Westbrook. This isn't like the two-thirds of the big three walking through the door and saying we are right there on the verge of a title.
If they make this trade, is Russell Westbrook the best player in the Heat?
On the Heat?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have. He better be.
Okay.
You don't make it if he's not. To me, Jimmy Butler is a great, great sidekick. Okay,
but can he be the lead dog?
But he's not.
He needs to be surrounded by a couple other good players.
If we're talking a championship team.
Yeah, I mean that's okay. What
I mean, is that what we're talking?
We're hoping to talk. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Hoping.
Then, yeah.
I don't know if we are, but we're hoping. That's the case, that Russell Westbrook comes down here.
But you even admit Russell Westbrook and Jimmy Butler don't give you a championship team. They give you a threat in the East, right?
Yes.
And with that threat comes the hope of going to the finals.
They're not better than Philly. They're not better than Boston. They're not better than Milwaukee. Even with that trade.
Today.
I don't think so.
So
yes.
Where will they be 2 years from now?
Depends on if Greek Freak leaves Milwaukee.
Well, he ain't coming here because there's no money.
It depends on if Ben Simmons requests a trade out of Philadelphia. And then it depends on if Tatum and Jaylen Brown re-sign with Boston after their rookie contracts. It also depends on if one of these young guys for the Heat, and what I mean, it's Bam or Tyler Hero at this point, end up being a star. And I don't mean like superstar, top five elite player, but a third wheel and a really good third wheel.
Well, that's putting a lot of pressure on Tyler Hero, considering he's played two summer league games or something like
13th overall pick, lottery pick in the draft. I got to put some pressure on the guy.
Like, can he be a star? Well, let's start. Can he be a contributor?
Yeah, well, he's got to be a good, a major contributor at that point. But listen, it's like what you said. If the Heat looked at him in this draft and said this is the second best shooter in the draft, second best pure shooter in the draft, and that's what's kind of missing from this team, a Wayne Ellington type that could play and be a contributor on the team and not sit on the bench all season long like he kind of did last year, then yes, I'm expecting at that point for good things out of him, very good things out of him.
Yeah, the idea would be, okay, Wayne Ellington, he has the shooting. Can he develop all
the rest of his game?
First of all, the NBA shooting, but beyond that, there's too many questions,
sure,
with Hero to say.
Of course.
But you project
19 years old.
Project all hope onto the first round pick.
That's it. You have to at this point. I mean, if you are going to make this move and bring in Russell Westbrook, you have to hope at that point. First, you're not have to give away all the young guys to get them. But second, when they're on this roster with those guys, they develop and develop pretty quickly. Because that'll make you a contender quick also. If Tyler Hero or Bam or Justice take the next step and the major step, not the next step, a major step, and do it pretty quickly.
They would be an interesting team, a fun team to watch. They're not a championship team. Okay. And as long as you go in with those parameters and say, I'm all in on the trade, okay. My fear, again, is the Blake Griffith. You trade for him, a big salary, big name, great, but right on the verge of greatness of all his career, and yet his athleticism. You didn't really hear much about Blake Griffith this past season, did you?
No, you didn't.
Was he hurt all year?
I think he's always hurt. That's the problem.
Yeah,
I feel like there's always something up with Blake Griffith. So I don't even know at that point. Let's see what other texts we have in here. I'd love to see Westbrook go to Golden State to reignite them, to kill off the talk of the two LA teams. Just what the NBA needs.
Golden State doesn't have the money.
Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and D'Angelo Russell. Let's just put all the point guards on the team together. Klay would be the four in that. He'd be the power forward on that team.
It'd be great shooting, though.
Oh, wait a minute. I wouldn't want to get into a shooting contest with them. All right, Grant Long, Detroit Pistons studio analyst, going to join us next. Radio.com. Radio.com. All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Grant Long, Piston Studio Analyst and Miami Heat legend, joins us right now on the show. Grant, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing good. We are on the, as a couple other cities around the country are on, the Russell Westbrook watch, waiting to see what might happen. I know that your city that in Detroit is possibly one of those cities as well involved. What are your first thoughts when someone brings up Russell Westbrook to you?
Phenomenal player, tremendous competitor. He's one of those guys that, he's going to make your team better. And I've been asked this question a couple of times already recently. And I say that anytime you can add an MVP to you, not an MVP candidate, an MVP to your team, it can only make you better. So you have to look at that. If you're in the Russell Westbrook sweepstakes, you have to kind of put your cards on the table and say, hey, what can we do to get this guy?
Grant, give us the Detroit sales pitch to Russell Westbrook for a trade, or the sales pick in general to make a trade for Russell Westbrook.
Well, here's the thing. That's been the conundrum, so to speak, that the Pistons are in. They don't have anything that other teams want, because the way that the NBA is situated now, that everything is perimeter-oriented, and the best players for the Pistons do the bulk of their work on the inside. We're talking about Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond. And, in today's NBA, those guys are considered dinosaurs. Blake has come around. He's a decent three-point shooter. But the game is so fast now that they need guys who can spread the floor, who can create their own shot on the perimeter. And those guys that I just mentioned don't do either of those things. So when you look at the Pistons and say, hey, what can we take from those guys that's going to make our team better? Probably nothing, unless you have a lot of draft picks to offer if you're the Detroit Pistons. So the Pistons are in the sweepstakes. I just don't understand what they're offering, what they could offer to a team like Oklahoma, who is always in the forefront, who always can kind of get out ahead of things to try to kind of get a feel for the future of basketball. They understand that they have to be a perimeter-oriented team. So it's interesting to see how this thing is going to play out. At first glance, I'm thinking, what do the Pistons have to offer? You could say Blake Griffin because he is from Oklahoma. He went to the University of Oklahoma. Obviously, that's a great thing to have a hometown player of his magnitude come back to that city. Certainly, it'll put butts in the seats. It'll be a move that if you're the fans of the Oklahoma City will say, no, we'll do that. We'll take Blake back for Russell Westbrook. It's one of our own. We'll take him back.
Yeah, it's interesting because I would, in the Detroit kind of trade or what they would offer, I would think they'd want to keep, you know, Blake around, you know, but I know that you have to obviously meet money and you have to worry about that because in the NBA you could be within 10% of the trade unless you have a lot of cap space. I would just think that Russ and Blake would probably be teamed up together. It is interesting to see Detroit in the mix, Minnesota's in the mix, but then the report comes out yesterday that he is going to be traded or he has talked to Sam Presti and his agent and Miami in the forefront. I'm not shocked by that, but it's amazing to me what's happened in the last 2.5-3 weeks down here in Miami. You went from kind of salary cap hell down here of you're stuck, this is your team, Dwayne Wade's not going to play next year for you, so your best player is probably not back or is not going to be back. And then all of a sudden they go and get Jimmy Butler, get rid of Hassan Whiteside, and now we're right there at the top of the mix, I guess, for Russell Westbrook. What Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, and this team have done is nothing short of, especially if they land Russell Westbrook, nothing short of a miracle for Heat fans.
Well, I agree with that. I think Miami has, you know, since obviously Dwayne Wade and LeBron and those guys put it together, it's been a destination place for free agents. So it's a beautiful place. And then you throw on top of that a guy of Pat Riley's magnitude who's been able to win, who's had some success over the years, throughout the years in his entirety in the NBA. You know, as a player, and you want to win, you want to play for a guy like him. So Miami, they have a lot of things going in their favor. And as you just mentioned, how quickly it turned around, it looked like their team was going to be decimated, almost a rebuild. And then all of a sudden they get Jimmy Butler and things start to look up. They have some cap space to make some other moves. Now all of a sudden, as you mentioned, there are major players in this thing and could be right back in the Eastern Conference talk about, you know, playing in the postseason. So, you know, it's Russell Westbrook could turn a team around singularly. He's the one guy that could do it because of his competitiveness, because he's going to play. You look at his track record. Without injury, this guy's able to play every game. He's not one of those guys that you have to do a load management with. He wants to play. He wants to be on the floor leading his team. So that's a good thing. If you get Russell Westbrook, like I said, you're getting a phenomenal player. I can't say anything negative about this guy because he's been ultimately a positive guy. He's been a worker. He's been a team leader. You talk to the guys on his team. Now, he gets a bad rap because when you think about it, he had James Harden, he had Reggie Jackson, he had Kevin Durant, he had Paul George. They all left. Russell Westbrook's the common denominator. Why did all of those guys leave?
Yeah.
You know, that is some baggage that perhaps he might bring with him. But that's the unknown. We don't know why those guys may not have anything to do with Russell Westbrook.
And the other thing, Grant, if we're bringing him to here to, be the guy walking through the door and lifting the franchise, his Oklahoma City's lost in the first round the last 3 years to Portland, to Utah,
yep.
and another non-Warrior team.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting the third year, but. And I'm not dismissing the fact that, look, he's an electric player, but at 31, is he all that to lift a franchise by himself anymore?
Well, here's the thing. I kind of agree with you on that. You look back over the last three seasons when they were eliminated, it wasn't like you could offer the excuse that he didn't have help. You know, he had Steven Adams had emerged as a very good low-post player, defender. He had Enes Kanter at one time at that low post, along with Steven Adams and Russell Westbrook. So they had some formidable players that should compete and get out of the first round, but for whatever reason, they didn't do that. So I'm putting Russell Westbrook almost just a little bit. You know, you think of DeMarcus Cousins. Why wasn't there a screaming market for him? Well, the NBA has passed him by, and then you look at his track record. And everybody talks about him being the best big man in the league, yet he's never taken his team anywhere. Carmelo Anthony, one of the best players the league has ever seen offensively, but he's never taken his team anywhere. You don't win with those guys. Russell Westbrook is starting to get that rap that he's a talent, but you don't win with him. And I think that's one of the other things that you have to consider. You know, he's had talent on his team, but they didn't win. And, you know, you have to, you also have to look at that when you talk about acquiring a guy like of his magnitude.
Grant, Jimmy Butler, Russell Westbrook, if they do get teamed up, what do you see there? They're two kind of, you know, Jimmy is Jimmy. We've known about what happened in a little bit in Chicago when he was on the younger players, and Minnesota when he yelled at the younger players. And Russell, we know Russell's just kind of a different guy in general when it comes to everything. What about those two guys on the court playing together? What do you think will happen there?
But I think they'll coexist wonderfully, simply because when you think about Jimmy Butler, a lot of what they talk about him off the court or on the court is that he's pushing the younger guys. Remember, he came, his first coach in the league was Tom Thibodeau. Tom Thibodeau was one of those guys who wants to practice 2.5 hours every time, whether it's a back-to-back game or not. Jimmy Butler fell into that. If you're not practicing, you're not getting better. That's his mentality. And he was pushing all of those younger guys to say, hey, we need 3 days off. My thumb hurts. I'm not going to practice. And he was calling those guys out, and I don't mind that. And Russell Westbrook is the same way. They're cut from the same cloth in that regard, that they want to be on the floor. They want to push guys. They want to practice. They want to get better. If you're not putting in the work, they want to know why. And you want guys who are going to hold the team accountable, and you've got two guys, and Russell Westbrook and Jimmy Butler, who will do that. So I think they'll coexist fine.
All right, Grant, there was no reaction from you when Zach introduced you as Heat legend, and we went back and forth on that, which – we have no problem with introducing you as Heat legend.
I always do when I bring Grant on. That's right.
The question is, have you earned that status as Heat legend?
Do I have a problem with that status?
No, not at all. We love it.
I love it. I do. I don't care when if I have to introduce you for anything, I introduce you as Heat
legend. We're debating Heat great, Heat legend, Heat original Heat player.
Yep.
You know, and Zach went with Heat legend.
I went with legend.
You know, listen, I think anytime the guys who laid the foundation to the organization, you have to be considered the all-time greats. You know, our record didn't indicate that we were the all-time greats, but we were the first ones to lay the foundation of basketball in Miami, that in that arena, every night it was sold out, it was jam-packed. They came to see our effort, our hustle, and our desire to play basketball. Remember, our first year, we lost 17 games in a row. The people still came out to that 18th game because they felt like they were getting a good product on the floor. So, you know, we laid a foundation and let the fans understand what hard work was all about. And now you see fans now that say, you know, we know what hard work is. If you're not giving it to us, we're going to boo you. We're going to walk out of the arena because we laid the foundation. So I don't have a problem with being labeled one of the founding fathers, one of the founding members.
Founding father. I like that. That's good.
Hey, that's a good way to put it when you consider, you know, for a long time or no time, the Miami area, South Florida, did not have a professional basketball team. And all of a sudden, the Heat come along and lay down the foundation for a championship years later on.
I'm writing down founding father, so don't forget that.
I still remember the fly swatter though, when Rory Sparrow hit the shot to beat the Hornets there. I think it might not have been your first home win, but it was close. So some of those first wins were the biggest.
We got the first win against the Clippers for the week.
On the road.
That's right.
Yeah, we lost to the Clippers in our first game, and then 17, 18 games later, we beat the Clippers on the road. That's what broke the streak.
Oh, that's awesome. Good stuff. All right, so real quickly before I let you go, Clippers, Kawhi and Paul George, Lakers with LeBron and Boogie and Anthony Davis. The Nets, a year from now, will have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. It's the League of Duos now, I guess, not the trios and big threes. Good or bad for the NBA? All these guys are kind of splitting it up a little bit.
You know what? I think it's excellent for the NBA. I think it's excellent. I'm so glad that Kawhi, and I didn't think he was ever going to the Lakers. I hadn't gone to the Clippers the entire time. But I think it's great because now, in this situation, LeBron James has an opportunity because you take the Warriors out of the mix now because Klay Thompson is hurt. He won't be back next year probably. Kevin Durant's gone. They dismantled that team. So you take them out of the equation. It reminds me of the time that Michael Jordan left and Houston got in and got their two back-to-back championships. This is a wide-open opportunity. Kevin Durant going to the Brooklyn Nets, but he'll miss the entire year. They've got Kyrie Irving, so they're probably not in the mix for a championship. So you look at three teams, Lakers, Clippers, and possibly the Houston Rockets that could win. Milwaukee Bucks, they'll definitely be back. So you've got about four or five teams that may get a chance, a great opportunity. now the Warriors have been dismounted to try to get a championship. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun for the NBA this upcoming season. Grant, thanks as always for your time. Grant Long, founding father of the Miami Heat. One of the founding fathers.
George Washington.
That's it. I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
That's it. Grant, thanks for your time. I'll bug you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Grant Long, Pistons studio analyst and one of the founding fathers of the Miami Heat.
I love that.
That's a good one. I'm using that.
Do you think he got a little offended when I asked for being a legend?
No.
He didn't chuckle. There was no
laughter.
It's hard to tell over the radio.
You can't see what his face is like. He might have been flicking you off. I don't know. It's possible. I mean, it is definitely possible. We are on radio. I might be flicking you off now. No one knows that.
I loved Grant Long. Eastern Michigan. Out of the MAC.
You're one of the original, the original kind of like UD for this team, right?
There you go. That's a great comparison to who he was.
Like UD and him are you know, very close to being that same guy, the gritty, gutty, hustle guy. When you need something, he got it. When you need to take the charge, the big rebound, the little 12-foot jumper to get Wade his triple-double before he retires.
In fact, I think they should put Grant Long back on the roster right now just to sit it in. To keep people in line with UD.
UD gets the 14 spot, the 15 spot? Wow, an upgrade for UD there from Dave Hyde. Well done. Radio.com. Radio.com. Another interesting song selection by the Biff.
Just for you,
Zach. I figured it would be. All right, Dave, we're going to be nice to the people right now. Caller number 5 to 800-227-0560 right now is going to win a pair of tickets to Dierks Bentley. The Burning Man Tour comes to Coral Sky Amphitheater July 19th. John Party's one of his special guests. It's going to be a fun concert. It's at the Coral Sky Amphitheater July 19th. Dierks Bentley, The Burning Man Tour. Two tickets right now. Caller number 5-800-227-0560. If you do not win the tickets, tickets are available at livenation.com. July 19th, the Coral Sky Amphitheater. 10 days from now, the Dierks Bentley Burning Man Tour. Two tickets right now if you're caller number 5. You'll talk to the Biff. You could ask him about the update at 9 o'clock if you want. He'll give you a live.
He's going to suffer through that through the day.
Well,
right?
At least another 14 minutes or 15 minutes till we sign off. Once we sign off, nothing happened on the show today. 4 hours just wipes out of my mind.
It's like a bad game. You carry it home with you. Probably kick the dog.
You going to be okay? He doesn't even remember.
You all right?
What player are we talking about?
Exactly.
There we go. He's the Biff.
He's the Biff. It doesn't matter. That's
short
it.
Memory.
That's it.
Who's the Biff?
Exactly. 560-22-560-22 is the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Let's read a couple more texts before we get out of here today and sign off. It's Omar and Alex Dono, I believe, coming up next year. If we get Westbrook, Dave Hyde, who can we get next year? That's great to have three stars. Any bigs? Put together our own big three.
I love this. Just keep the big names coming. There's nobody coming if you get Westbrook because you will not have any money.
No, you need
You're locked in for 4 years.
Maybe you could sign Carmelo Anthony to a 1 year minimum deal, and that could be your third man.
I love people wanting Dwayne Wade to come back.
That's it. We had a couple of those.
Sign the mid-level exception.
I didn't even read those texts from earlier that someone said if you get Jimmy Butler and Russell Westbrook and you sign Dwayne to the mid-level exception, we have a chance to win the East. I looked at that text and laughed. Dwayne is enjoying retirement. Right now he's in the middle, or he's just done with a 2-week tour in China for the shoe company. He took UD with him. The two of them went out there for the shoe tour. And you know what? You see videos of him chugging wine on a boat in Greece. He's out in L.A. with his kid. Come on.
I saw the video of a Chinese player trying to do a trick on him. Did you see this? Where
that.
He goes around his back and he's doing all these trick moves and he fakes a shot while the ball's between his legs, and then he goes for a shot and Wade swats it.
And then he
takes the ball and flings it into the crowd like it just get one game.
That's the
six
Dallas
in
championship.
Dallas. Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. Dwayne Wade's retired, folks. He's not coming back. Maybe if Kawhi Leonard signed with the Lakers.
And let him enjoy retirement.
Yeah, come on. We got to work on that statue and him becoming the next Pat Riley for this team.
Vacate Dwayne Wade Boulevard or something like that.
Yeah, give him Biscayne.
However, bring back Dan Marino.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, Marino, if he was okay right now, we'd use him at quarterback. Everyone knows why the other players are leaving Westbrook. He will take a shot with three people defending him. While Durant or Paul George was wide open for a layup or open shot, the Heat should be about winning championships, not being relevant.
Take that, Zach Krantz.
Yeah.
Take that. Take
wasn't
that.
That when Kobe was great, though, when he was playing 9-on-1 basketball?
Basically.
No, Kobe was great when he had Shaq.
Oh, that
and,
helps.
And he was happy that they were somehow forging their relationship well enough that they'd win championships.
Worked.
And when he fell apart as a championship player was when he decided he couldn't play with Shaq anymore.
Yeah, trade Shaq or me. That was an interesting one. Yeah, it's just a coincidence that all those superstars left Oklahoma City and the common denominator was Westbrook. So we're just going to blame Westbrook
well,
for all
I'm not,
huh?
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma City played a part in that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's also give him credit. Paul George came and stayed in Oklahoma City a year after anybody thought he would because of Westbrook.
Yes.
So, I mean.
God.
Westbrook is a mercurial. That's the word to go to. Figure, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's just different. He's just a different guy, a different basketball player. He's unique to a point also.
And you'd put up with all that for delivering championships, you know? But he's 31, big contract. You're going to be relevant. You're going to be fun and electric. You're just not going to be winning championships.
You might not be a championship contender. I'd rather trade for Beal and take on Wall's contract than Westbrook.
Ouch.
So you want the Russell Westbrook contract for a guy that might not really play and get back, but you get Beal also.
Yeah, Beal's contract is probably the only one worse, only
Wall's
one that's
contract,
worse out
yes.
there, or Wall's contract, excuse me, than Westbrook's right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is. You're right. It's the worst contract to take on right now would be John Wall's.
Although I did look up Blake Griffiths while we were talking
it's
to
bad.
Grant Long. 3 more years in the high 30s.
Yeah. John Wall is going to get that $47 million in a couple of years, and John Wall might not fully recover from this injury.
And even if he recovers, first of all, when he was great, he wasn't all that great.
No, he was a really good player, but he wasn't
really
an
good,
elite
really
superstar
good.
In this
and,
league.
And you're bringing on Beal and Wall together, and they didn't get along together in Washington.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, let's bring up Paul George and Russell Westbrook, if that's the case.
Let's bring up
like
Deion Waiters and Russell Westbrook.
That's
they
it.
Didn't get
yes,
along at Oklahoma City.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. If they do trade for Russ at that point, do you have to just get rid of Deion somehow?
I'll leave that up to Pat Riley to figure that one out.
Like, Pat, I'm all for Russell Westbrook unless there's going to be a problem in that locker room and Deion thinks he's the MVP of this team. He did when Wade was here.
That was part of his I don't want to say greatness, part of his...
The moxie. The guy's got moxie.
Moxie.
Yeah,
there you go.
The
okay.
swag, whatever you want to call it.
But you like
it.
To be grounded a little in reality, right?
I'd love that. I just don't know if that's possible. Why do we keep comparing Hero to Wayne Ellington? They're different players. We're talking about the fact they're both good jump shooters. That's the comparison I'm using. I don't know what Hero's game is yet. I have no idea. No one does, outside of the fact that he was a 92% free throw shooter in college and was a good three-point shooter, good jump shooter, and that's kind of where I put Wayne Ellington, in that category of just a good shooter on
yeah,
your team.
Yeah, the idea is evidently at the last half of last season, I haven't seen him play, but talking to people, talking to a scout, he'd started to develop a defensive game, and the idea would be he'd progress in that, and he's young, and the ceiling's out there, et cetera, et cetera.
How about this one? Love how some fans down here can judge a player they've never met, talked to, or played with. What a fan base we have down here.
Well, I love how fans can judge a player. What do you mean never met? You're not going to – the fans aren't going to meet him.
Yeah, I would assume you're not going to meet Russell Westbrook. You might see him.
Look,
but,
that's like Jay Cutler coming here after 11 years – and people, Jay Cutler, he's going to come here, he'll reinvent himself. No, he's built up 11 years. You know who he is. The same with Russell Westbrook. He's played for 11 years. You know who he is yep. if you watch the NBA.
I like this one. Time to change the channel. Football's around the corner, and you guys are talking baseball. No, we're not talking baseball.
Football is around the corner, though.
It is.
It's
right.
coming.
We're 12 days away from
right
the Rooks.
We're right on the verge of football season.
12 days for the Rooks, 15 days for the Vets.
We'll be talking Dolphin quarterback Ooh-wee. From here till you know it.
Let's see what else we got here. If Riley gets two superstars to want to come to Miami, it's one hell of a restart. Yeah, to a point.
Yeah, I think everybody would agree. It's commending the Heat for taking what was looked to be a settled and stale team and changing it up. It's great for marketing. It's great for fans. It's great for interest. And they're a better team for it. I guess where I would draw the line is, are they a championship contending team?
Wait,
if they make the trade here.
If they, yeah, we have no idea. Russell Westbrook is not a part of the Miami Heat organization yet and might not be. Who knows? Wait, Russell averaged a triple-double and is labeled as selfish. I'm just confused. He did average double-digit assists. And if he averaged a triple-double for the last 2 years, that means both years he averaged double-digit assists.
Yeah, I mean, you have to watch Oklahoma City. When he doesn't have the ball, he stands. And when I say stands, I mean stands. Okay, he's not part of the offense, okay? So when he has the ball, he is so electric and dynamic, he's demanding double teams and triple teams. People collapse on him, which allows him to pass off. And yes, he'll make the good pass oftentimes an easy bucket when his game's
drives
on.
To the hoop, passes it out to the open man shooting a three
or
whatever.
But he needs the ball in his hand.
Yes, yes.
Constantly.
Yes. The good thing is that Jimmy really doesn't. Jimmy's not the point guard on the team, but Jimmy does like having the ball in his hands.
And when you're in the regular season against a lot of teams that will work, when you're in the playoffs and teams are game planning and strategizing and the level of competition is that much higher, you can't have one player having the ball in his hands and win.
No, it just doesn't work like that, and we've seen it because Oklahoma City hasn't gotten there yet. Pat and Spo won't allow Westbrook to do the things he's done. He'll be a team player. Heat basketball. Culture.
He's 31.
Culture.
He's a man.
Dave Hyde, culture.
He's a eight-time All-Star, an MVP. He is who he is, okay? And, yes, you can probably nuance him some, but changing his game, he's a success. He's making $30-something million. His game will only change to a degree at this point.
Culture.
Culture,
big, big
baby.
Big word there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.